Coming up on this episode of Trillionaire Mindset, Donald J. Trump gets indicted.
The Cash App founder stabbed to death in San Francisco.
Ooh, God. The metaverse coming to a meta end. Mm-mm-mm.
Matt Damon says he only told you to buy into crypto because he needed money for his water company.
Ooh, somebody's thirsty. WWE sells to, or is getting sold to the company that does the UFC. That's it.
Elon continues to screw up Twitter. We'll see how. All in this episode.
Welcome back to Monkey at the Beat Man.
Kramer, when I get done with you,
yeah. Are you ready for a trillionaire mindset?
Fill me up, Arrow. Bitcoin solves this. Bitcoin 100,000.
Look at you, looking all cute. Guys, isn't he so baby right now? Isn't he?
No, it's baby girl.
Baby girl coded? He's coded. He's absolutely coded in baby girl.
Oh, it's all over me.
Yeah, gross. Oh, I can smell it from here. Jesus. Welcome, folks, to another riveting episode
of Trillionaire Mindset.
Trillionaire Mindset, the show where we need a tagline. The show where you go to learn.
The show where you go to learn and laugh.
The show where you go to learn and laugh.
I feel like that's pretty good.
Forget about your troubles.
Don't sing in the first couple minutes.
Oh, why? Because YouTube might bring down the band hammer. I can sing for up to 15 seconds, apparently.
Not
right?
In the beginning, no.
No, not even.
We're seeing a lot of shaking heads from. No.
Song is that from, though? Forget about your troubles.
Well, it's called
Bare Necessities. Thank you.
That's call it an original so YouTube doesn't give us any trouble. We don't want any trouble.
We don't want any trouble. It's just a giant anthropomorphic play button with knives for hands or some shit. Check out the disclaimer in the description box. You know it.
As always.
We know it. You're looking good, man.
Really? I feel kind of like...
Gross?
Well, you know, a week in New York, kind of eating like shit. Pizza, bagels.
Pizza bagels?
No, pizza and bagels.
Oh, I didn't say, what is that, half Jew, half Italian?
I didn't have one pizza bagel, just pizza and bagels.
Yeah, me too. Not a lot of sleep.
Sleep was scarce. Booze was...
Plentiful. Yeah, I'm sleepy boy coded right now.
I feel fine.
Yeah, good for you.
I need to eat vegetables again.
Yeah, me too. We had our flight get canceled. Apparently, they dug up some old tweets. The flight got canceled. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Yeah, flight got canceled. We had to reschedule. But it all worked out, didn't it?
I guess. I was pretty annoyed at airlines this time. We flew JetBlue there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a shitty... It just felt so shitty. The bathroom had no paper towels at one point. And then I went to go... You know how they'll fill your water bottle with water? And I went back. I walked back to the flight attendants and I said, can you guys fill this? And they said, we can give you a small cup.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They ran out of water.
We're out of water. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You guys don't have water for us?
Yeah. They had...
never seen that in my life.
I ended up drinking a can of tomato juice.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I was like rationing
it
my
hit.
Bottle.
It hit. I liked it.
So thirsty.
Yeah.
And then fucking we're flying, what did we, American on the way home and it...
canceled.
They canceled on us.
And so we flew United. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Buddy of mine was on an American flight. Hey there, Nate. Hopefully he's listening. His flight had a bird strike and they had to do three fly arounds. And he said it was very scary because one engine, they had to do fly arounds so that the tower could like take binoculars and go, yeah, your engine's definitely out. Like, I don't know why they needed to fucking do that, but
we had some wild turbulence. It was they were shaking us around.
Yeah, they did.
And it was fine. The only reason I was getting a little freaked out was because It was like, it wasn't worse than I've ever seen it. It was shaking us around a lot and it was prolonged, but the pilot kept getting on the mic and going, we're so sorry about this. We're doing everything we can. It's like, okay, well, he sounds scared. And then he would come back on 10 minutes later and be like, we're down to 30,000. We were at 30,000, 38,000. Now we're down to 30,000. Nothing's working.
So we're sorry about that. Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
There was a girl two seats over from me who was clearly freaked out. And I just thought, oh, I'll take it upon myself to calm her down. So I just popped out my headphone and went, hey, and like tapped her. And she opened her eyes and took out her headphones. And I'm like, you okay? And she's like, and I said, just try to imagine what the airplane looks like from the outside. You know, it probably looks just like this. And she just looked at me like, shut the fuck up, you dipshit. Anyway. Yeah. And then we landed without incident. Riveting.
Riveting. And why were we on all these airplanes? We went and did a
live show
called Ben and Emil Live.
And it went off without a hitch.
Well, there was a few hitches.
No, I wouldn't say that. Well, wait, such as?
No, I guess there weren't.
Yeah, there weren't.
I think it was great.
It was so great.
It was very fun.
Everybody was so cool and lovely.
And hopefully we'll be coming to a
theater near you.
Or town near you.
A theater or a town near you. It's just a huge shout out to just every single person. The guy on the street that we ran into, can't remember your name, pal, but you asked for a shout out and here it is.
Yeah, he did.
Can't remember your name, man. Joey.
No, don't give it to him.
To Brian, I don't know, but there it is, pal. You know who you are. And everybody who came, there was a sweet girl who gave me candy.
Oh, yeah, she gave us our favorite candies.
I ate all of it that night, all of it. A share size peanut M&M's.
Yeah, we went to get a beer. We went to get a beer after, and we got just the most regular beers, Pilsners. It was fine. Ben is eating Skittles and drinking the Pilsner and going, this beer sucks. And I was like, buddy, you're shoveling Skittles into your mouth while you take sips of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a pack. She got me a pack of Reese's peanut butter cups, ate those. And then, yeah, I polished off the M&Ms when I got back home. Anyway.
Thank you to everyone who came. It was very cool. We got to talk to a lot of people. They were the sweetest, the absolute sweetest people.
Very cool shit.
I brought some friends and they were like, your fans are so nice.
Yeah.
Everyone's the sweetest person. Some people, they realized that my friends were my friends and they were just like, they wanted to talk to them and be like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Incredibly
sweet. Incredibly fun. The credit card website is coming out in like a week or so. Almost done with it. So get excited, you little freaks, you absolute little fucking monsters. And Trader Tree, I had some guys at the show go, hey, how do we sign up for the Trader Treehouse? What website is it? And I'm like, .com, dude. TraderTreehouse.com. Maybe they were fucking with me, actually, now that I think about it.
It is hard to tell who's fucking with us and who's
Yeah, because they know that I'm just a big gullible gully. So let's jump right into it,
yeah,
shall we?
The real reason we were in New York, why were we really
We were there to support Donald Trump.
They're trying to get our boy.
Yeah, we were there to
and
just show
you know,
our support.
We said, while we're here, we might as well do a live show.
Yeah.
But we went down to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to the courthouse.
Yeah.
We said, lock him up.
No, we didn't. We said...
let our people go.
Yeah, we said this is... a witch hunt, right? Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying. I still don't fully understand. I read it like twice, and I don't understand what exactly they're trying to charge him with. It's like campaign fraud.
They're charging him with
tax
falsifying business records, which is normally... Also, I got there may be more indictments coming for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there are, because this one... seems pretty tame in the grand scheme of things, right? Down in Georgia, they're trying to decide whether or not they're going to bring charges against him for the election stuff.
Why Georgia?
Because we have audio recording of him talking to the Secretary of State, or not Secretary of State. Who was he talking to? The basically asking Georgia officials. to find 11,000 votes so they can win the state. You don't remember this?
Yeah, I do remember this. Jesus. It's just that there's so much shit that he's done over the years where,
I mean, dude,
just when you think, oh, surely this will get him, it's just like he slips out.
Well, that's the, he's, you know, Teflon Don. I mean, yeah. He's like, nothing sticks. But I, you know, so yeah, this has nothing to do with any of that kind of stuff. I think that will be a much more interesting story because, you know, we're talking about protecting democracy and that, although it was close to 2 years, maybe more, close to 3 years ago,
uh-huh.
2 years ago, that audio recording is insane. I mean, it's that he was the president and he sounds like a mobster. He's implying things. He's like, I just would really
appreciate
it if you could find these votes.
Yeah.
It's wild.
So they're going after that.
Well, we don't know. They're going to decide. But I find that, so this all seems very tame. So for example, falsifying business records is usually a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's in connection with another crime, it can be bumped up to a felony.
Right.
So they are saying that he falsified business records in connection with this hush money he was paying, which again is not usually a crime unless it's with the connection of trying to protect a political candidate.
Right.
So they're saying that the $130,000 he paid to Stormy Daniels
through his lawyer,
through Michael Cohen,
yeah,
who Michael Cohen admitted that he paid hush money.
Right.
Although it wasn't
the taxes that Cohen would have had to pay on it. Yeah.
And Trump is saying that it was part of Michael Cohen's retainer agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that was in connection to quiet the stories that were coming out during the 2016 election. So I mean, one of the closest examples we have of this is, remember John Edwards, 2008?
Yes.
Similar thing happened. He was running for president. He had a mistress who he had a child with.
I remember this. John Edwards was a Democrat, folks, who was running in 2008.
And he was having donors pay his mistress's travel expenses and child care expenses.
Oh, baboo.
But again, it all hinges on whether or not he's doing these hush money deals for personal reasons,
uh-huh.
or if it's to protect a political candidate.
Right.
Right? So was he trying to help his campaign? And they ultimately found it wasn't for his political campaign. It was for political reasons. But his was a bit different. His was, his wife was dying.
John Edwards?
Yeah.
I remember this too. Didn't she like give her the okay? Like, yeah, you can have a mistress because I'm dying.
Oh, I don't know about that part. But okay. So it was more about protecting his family than, yeah, real.
Jesus.
I don't know how you say that. Riley? Riel.
Yeah, he was showing promise, but then famously in a one-on-one basketball game with Barack Obama, Obama dunked on him and the humiliation was too great.
That's not real.
Yeah. No, it is. He dunked on him. He crossed him up and he broke his ankles.
I can't tell if you're joking.
Of course I'm joking.
I mean, weirder...
John Edwards can hoop?
Weirder things have happened, like Dukakis was doing really well and then he took that picture with the fucking helmet on and everyone was like, this guy cannot be the president.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Cause he just looked like a giant fucking dork. Or John, who's the other John, not McCain, Dean Cain. Dean. No, that's the guy from
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. Dean.
Yeah. Cain. This picture.
He looks fine. What the fuck?
I don't know. Well, you also have to, this was like, the Berlin Wall had still not come down. We were very, very hoorah.
He looks cool.
Commander in chief was a big deal. You think Dukakis looks cool there?
Yeah, I mean he's wearing a war helmet.
He looks pretty uncomfortable.
I thought it was a bike helmet or something. Because a bike helmet, I wouldn't understand. It's like, oh, this dork.
No, no, no. Because you know the whole thing is they wanted whoever's going to be in charge has to be able to take down the Ruskies. So we got to know he's
in a tank. He's tough.
He looks like a goofball.
Well, it's what is it? The chin strap? For the audio listener, it's former presidential candidate Mike Dukakis, and he's got caterpillar eyebrows, and he's wearing a war helmet, and he's got a chin strap that goes right up to his bottom lip. To me, he looks totally normal, but apparently to everybody in the 80s, it was nerd city, and everybody wanted to give him a swirly.
I like to think it was a conspiracy against men of Greek descent. They couldn't handle a
Grecian,
a Greek king in the White House.
Yeah, I'm imagining just pita triangles and tzatziki on every little coffee table.
I mean, does that not sound great?
It does sound pretty good. But so Donald Trump paid this hush money to. Also, goddamn, when you look at Stormy Daniels, not to sound like this, but I guess that makes sense for someone like Donald Trump, who's just like, ooh, I'm going to get out my MasterCard and jerk off to some Stormy Daniels.
He probably, I mean, well, that's the thing. There were so many people. The other was, there was the woman, Karen McDougal, who, it wasn't through him, but I think, what is the publication that likes him? The National Enquirer. I think basically bought the story and suppressed it. So that's, it was right. $150,000 for them. And I think Trump reimbursed them. They like Trump.
Yes.
So that was another part of this. It's not just the Stormy Daniels thing.
What was the National Enquirer guy's name?
I don't know.
Dick. It's like, he's got like a funny name.
Mm.
It's like Dick, not Dick Butkiss, but something like that. Dick Butkiss is a real guy, I think, also. It's like, he's got like gossip in his name. It's a funny, I don't know. Who gives a fucking flying shit?
And then there was another payment to a Trump Tower doorman who had information about.
Sucked off Trump? Oh.
He claimed that Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock, and the National Enquirer bought the rights to that story and buried it.
Wow. Yeah, very Christian man, this Donald Trump. I can see why they like him so much. His favorite book is the Bible.
And if you ask him what his favorite part is,
oh man, that
all of it,
that was my favorite thing ever. Well, it's so hard to choose.
But yeah, I don't know. So I think even if he gets I don't think he's gonna end up in jail.
No, of course not. Nothing is going to happen.
Well, I mean, I'd be curious to see what happens in, you know, things like the Georgia indictment.
He'll be dead before anything happens.
Way more. No, he won't. They said I'm pretty sure down in Georgia, they said hopefully in April or May, they will make a decision about whether or not they're going to bring charges.
And what would those charges be? Felony, like election fraud?
Yeah, trying to fix an election.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would not surprise me if he came out and tried to retroactively attribute it to AI. This is fake. It's AI. It's artificial intelligence.
Well, that's what's... So a lot of people are talking about whether or not this is going to hurt or help Trump, all these charges against him.
Has anything ever hurt him?
Well, I know, that's the thing, right? Nothing.
It only ever helps.
That was the funniest thing. I mean, 2016 was so wild because every day it was a new thing where you're like, oh, he's finished now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, it's helping?
Yeah.
They like grabbing by the pussy?
He's just like us.
But I will say, I feel like it's going to be a wash. I think it will embolden those followers who love him and would follow him to the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's different than he was in 2016. He's very, it feels all personal, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in 2016, it was very much, they're trying to screw you. I'm the only one who can help you.
Yes.
But now it's very much, look what they're trying to do to me.
Yeah.
Go down to the courthouse and, you know. And it was even that in the wake of 2020. It was all about like, they're trying to persecute me.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to try to run again?
He is running.
Yeah, but do you think the GOP is going to put him forward as their candidate?
It's either him
or DeSantis, right?
But it's up to the people, not the GOP.
Oh, yeah.
The GOP didn't want him in 2016.
It's going to be interesting.
So the GOP, it's different than the DNC. The DNC has that super delegate thing, which people don't like because
they essentially get to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love it.
So there's a lot of Republicans who can't stand him.
Yeah. Let's just leave.
I mean, we should for 2024. It's going to be a horrible year.
It's going to be.
It's just all this stuff's going to get worse. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene was down in. That's the thing. They're using this all to ramp up their fucking crazy message.
Can we play the clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene on Tucker Carlson talking about New York?
Yeah, here, I'll...
You
got
it? It's Marjorie Taylor Greene is just... I can't even articulate it, how frustratingly stupid this person is, and also how confident she is in her stupidity. That's what really does it for me, is I can't tell if Marjorie Taylor Greene being absolutely jacked makes it worse. Here we go.
Really quick, since you were just there, but Mayor Adams described New York as, quote, his home. How did his home look? Pretty neat and tidy?
No, his home is disgusting. I compared it to what I called Gotham City. The streets are filthy. They're covered with people basically dying on drugs. They can't even stand up. They're falling over. There's so much crime in the city. I can't comprehend how people live there. It was repulsive. It smells bad. And I think it's a terrible place.
Wow. There you have it, folks.
Why did she say what... I compared it to what I call Gotham City. What do you mean what you call Gotham? It's not, you didn't make up Gotham City.
Yeah.
She makes it seem like she created Batman.
Also,
that's what I based the Batman comics on, because I was in New York and I was like, this is so fucked up. I got to come up with a fucked up city and write a comic book. And it's funny because we were just there and had the greatest week and we were like, God, New York City is the best, isn't it? And yeah. She was like, I hate it. It smells bad.
Yeah, it didn't smell at all. Where was she? Where was she? By the way.
Well, she was definitely down by the courthouse.
Yeah, which is in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah. We were right by it.
Yeah, it's not
when
bad.
When we were protesting.
It's, yeah. I just love the Chiron. Protesters blew whistles in MTG's face. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Also, I did like, there was this congressman from New York who was, he was very straightforward with just telling her, like, fuck off and go back to your district and worry about the real problems in this country instead of coming down here to our city. And
it's also, I mean, can you imagine
that being your wife?
No.
Oh,
a Democrat, AOC from New York, going down to some
Florida
right wing district and going, it's fucking disgusting here.
Yeah.
The people are fat. I hate them. They're racist.
It stinks.
It stinks here.
Just people
They're
dying
disgusting.
On the streets.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Also, there's not... I don't... What the fuck? She's talking... She's more describing Los Angeles, if anything, than New York.
I know. The right loves to rag on big cities, and whenever they do New York or wherever, I'm always like, all right, get over yourself. But whenever they do LA, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, they got a point. They got a point. Oh, man. Yeah, well, if Marjorie Taylor Greene is watching... I got something to say to you. Get up close. Fuck you, shithead. I gotcha.
Nice.
Oh man, I got her. I got her number. Shut the fuck up, dipshit. Leave. Don't go back to New York then. Don't go there. Don't waste your time or your energy. New York doesn't want you there. So
I want her there.
You do? Why?
I don't know.
Man, these liberal cities, though, I tell you, holy shit, got to do something about it. Especially the stink. New York doesn't smell. You walk past a pile of garbage, sure, maybe.
There are times in the summer when it's just 95 stinky? Degrees out and the garbage is boiling. And,
yeah. But even
but
then.
Whatever.
I never experienced that. I'd walk past it and go, woo, that stinks. But then 5 feet later, it smells like pizza.
Yeah.
It's fine. Or, you know, sometimes you get the wayward subway car that's got a dookie in it. And you're like, damn, somebody done shit on the subway.
Yeah, when my dad used to work at the UN, and we were, I remember we were in New York, and this German guy he worked with, mm-hmm. we were going to like a Yankees game or something. And sometimes you could see that there's a homeless person sleeping on the car mm-hmm. when it arrives. And you're like, maybe we should go on to it. And so we told him, he said to the German guy, let's go to the next car. And he said... He's like, why? And then he was like, all right. And we all got on, and the German guy just went, mein Gott. Because it smelled really bad. It hit him.
I
walked on to the next one.
There was a moment I was on the train when we were just there, and there was a dude passed out on one of the benches, on the seat, on the train, fully laid down. And at his feet, there was room for maybe two people to sit. And this family of four got on, this father and mother and two kids. And these guys were sitting at the homeless guy's feet and got up and were like, here, take our seats. And the lady was like, no, no, thanks. Because it was right next to the dude's just like feet right there. Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene's got a great point. So all that's to say, I personally don't think anything's going to fucking happen. And if anything, I hate to sound conspiratorial, but I'm sure that there's some other shit that's going to be happening.
Oh, important to note, too, he was selling. They did not take a mugshot of Donald Trump, but they were selling shirts down at the courthouse with fake mugshots of him.
Say not guilty.
Not guilty.
Which they should not have done. They should have made it say guilty.
Ever the businessman.
Or like lock me up.
Never going to let an opportunity go to waste.
Oh, of course not. But yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen. And I think that there's probably some nefarious shit going on. I don't like to sound like this, but who gives a shit? Because everything's
what?
Bad. Just like something else is going to, we're going to learn that this is all to like cover up for something else maybe.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like some other fucking bill getting passed or something, or something else going on while everybody's focused on this.
I don't think that's...
You don't think so? All right.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if it has everyone... Like, CNN, of course, is all over it.
Yeah.
And it is a big deal. I think it's the first time either sitting president or former president has been charged with a crime.
Yeah.
But I don't see it on people's Instagram stories. I don't know. Remember 2020? It was very much, everyone was like, rah, let's go. And you still see that because liberals, I mean, it's a disease. Like they're just so fucking corny and stupid. And so you definitely see those guys who are like, he has the right to remain silent, but does he have the ability? And it's like, dude, just shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like those guys, it's like, also...
It's Mueller time, guys.
He won. Like, he fundamentally changed the country. Whatever you think you're doing with like your dunks and being like, Hillary never, just shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He won. It's fucking game over. And yeah, but I don't know if it's really like captured.
It's not. It's, I think because by now we've
all...
It's
also tame. I think if it was something like the Georgia stuff, maybe we're all going to be...
Well, and we've all been desensitized to it, right? First, it was like the tax returns. And, well, not first. It was just, I can list off fucking 30 things they finally got them. Nothing ever happens. So now it's to the point where even him getting indicted, I was like, this doesn't mean anything. It's not anything.
Right.
Call me when he's in court and getting a sentence handed down to him.
Rushgate.
Until then, nothing is going to happen or is real.
Russiagate, Mueller report.
Yeah.
January 6th congressional hearings, like stolen election, everything. It's just.
And I think it's just because he's.
Also, it's not like around his presidency. It's like this guy's been since like the 70s and 80s. He's been like.
Oh, yeah.
Just slipping out of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, getting charged with stuff regarding real estate, bankruptcies. This dude is just.
Yeah. Did they call him Teflon Don way before that?
I don't think anyone calls him Teflon Don.
Oh.
I just said that.
Oh, I thought that was...
They call him Teflon Don.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like I've
heard
that.
They would call, like, mafioso guys who don't get it, who don't get, like, charges. They can't get stuff to stick.
Yeah.
Because he's the Don. Yeah. He's
well, you're not supposed to use Teflon, according to TikTok guys, because it's got chemicals in it. And seed oils. You really want to take down Donald Trump? Give him some seed oils.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Well, we wish him the best. We wish him good luck and hope that justice gets served, no matter how that looks. It's not going to get served. Yeah. That's uplifting. Right?
Yeah.
This is uplifting shit.
We are always uplifting.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What else do we have for you today, folks?
Well, speaking of cities going down the drain, should we talk about the Cash App CEO?
I guess. It's a bummer. Yeah, the founder of Cash App, this guy named Bob Lee, was stabbed to death a couple days ago in San Francisco.
We're only bringing it up because, I mean, wasn't it just last week we were talking about Cash App?
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ.
I mean, everyone's talking about... That's the most annoying thing. People are using this as... It's the same thing. our liberal cities have become.
Oh yeah,
hell holes.
Shit happens everywhere, man. Yeah, sure. You're more likely to have more crime when there's more people jammed into a place.
And I guess they were saying he had recently moved to Miami because he was like, I can't do it anymore. San Francisco. And it's like, he didn't move to Miami because San Francisco was so unsafe. He moved there because of the fucking
taxes.
The fact that they have no income taxes. Yeah. And he's probably gonna get. He probably has some payments coming in. Yeah. Again, not funny that he died. Just, I hate that people are using this as like a, sure. Our liberal cities are at, Elon Musk, of course, chiming in.
What did he say?
Tweeting at the, I think the DA. Are we doing anything to make sure this doesn't happen again?
No. Not at all. No.
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 We're encouraging it.
Yeah, he was stabbed at 2:30 in the morning, I guess. It's wild.
It is. It is weird. He was. It's right by the Google office in San Francisco. It's odd.
I'm sure that on like 4chan, there's already some kind of thread about how this is some kind of conspiracy that this guy was just about to, post some thing about pedophiles.
Probably
Jeffrey Epstein or something.
You think Q's going crazy?
Q's probably going crazy. There's always something. There's always a thread to be connected between everything. But yeah, that sucks. Jesus Christ.
What?
That sucks. This guy got stabbed to death.
I mean, it does fucking, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah, yeah. I would not want that to happen to me.
You wouldn't want that to happen?
No. I could take getting stabbed like once, but not to death. You know? Even then, I'd like to retract that. I couldn't take getting stabbed.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's no way you could, I know you wouldn't be able to get stabbed.
No. I'd be, ugh, that'd be miserable. Ugh. Well,
I think
in other big tech news, the metaverse, man, dude, it's taken way too long for this to happen, but it's looking like the metaverse is not going to happen, right? Well, I don't think so.
I think Zuck's going, forget all that. AI is where it's at.
Yeah, I'd like to change my company name again to fuck. Fuck.
It does suck that he went full on, let's name it Meta.
Oh, full on.
Yeah.
Because Disney cut all of their metaverse workforce. Mm-hmm. Nobody's working on it anymore. Microsoft has drastically reduced all of their metaverse people and because nobody fucking uses it and nobody cares.
No, I mean, no one's using it and every fucking VC is lining up to throw money at anyone doing anything AI related.
Yes.
Also, it sucks because I don't want to feel like we're talking about it, but it feels... We are, every week, it's like a new thing that kind of blows my mind with AI.
Really?
And it's, yeah. I mean, even small shit. Someone posted a little audio clip and was like, this is not a Jay-Z song. It's just an AI. We just typed in AI Jay-Z, or like Jay-Z song. And it's crazy.
Wow.
You want me to...
Can you find it?
I have it.
Well, while you're finding that, yeah, Walt Disney shut down the division that was developing its metaverse strategies. Microsoft shut down a social virtual reality platform it acquired in 2017. And Mark Zuckerberg, to signal his seriousness about the metaverse, focused more on artificial intelligence on an earnings call last month. Man, if I'm Mark Zuckerberg, I'm feeling so stupid and like such a dumb piece of shit. Like, oh God, I fully bet on the wrong thing.
Ugh. Also, if you just waited like 6 months.
Yeah, dude, just like, you really don't. It was
been like, we're doing AI too.
Yeah, he was forcing a fucking meme, man. Don't do that. All right, so this is what?
This is a Jay-Z song by AI.
Tell the young they can never become what they aspire to. Born in a cell with no one who can inspire you.
Your highs are was never as high as those that lie to you.
Pretending that they live in the sky, lying behind your roof.
Shooting holes up at your ceiling. Trying to find the proof. Trying to fight the feeling.
It's wild.
Tied up like a noose they've been concealing.
Dipped in a diamond so that you find
really
it
good.
Appealing.
Time for dealing. Despite y'all dealing, we are the savages. The natives.
I know.
What the fuck? Wait, lavages. The beat? Everything is AI.
Call it as it is and use a mind of will to escape.
Who's the other guy?
To be rich and broke.
Could it be broke and rich? You
so
see
this guy,
it all gets flipped by those masters.
Here, exit out of the full screen. Meaning.
What the fuck?
This is not Jay-Z. This is AI.
Yeah, who wrote the fucking lyrics? The thing make up every... I need to know. That's insane. Whoa, that was actually really good.
every week I'm like, all right, I don't want to talk about AI anymore, but it's just like we just keep getting it every week. We're just thrown further and further.
Yeah,
it's
that was cool.
I know, it sucks that it was cool.
No, it doesn't. It kind of rocks. Fuck, this is gonna, yeah, wow. Where are we gonna be in a year? Because remember how far we've come from the Google thing? Like, hit your father, turn it
back. I
couldn't even speak English. Now we got Jay-Z.
I am curious. I am curious how they made it. It might be, I don't know. Maybe it was a mixture of different things where, because, you know, they're working on those programs where they can, there's that whole company where they're doing the program that can, you can talk to celebrities basically.
Yeah. Cool.
And which is silly, but so maybe it's something like that where they're doing the voice and everything, and maybe he wrote lyrics and then
talking to celebrities is not silly. That's something. I mean, people got AI girlfriends and boyfriends.
I guess it's just all so sad. That's with all this technology, it's all just everything is more and more individualized and lonely. So
yeah,
we sit here and go like, wow, so cool, it's going to change the world. Is anyone happier for it?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was reading this thing about how, so remember Walkmans? You probably had a Walkman.
Of course I had a Walkman. I'm pretty sure
first Walkmans had two headphone jacks because they thought people were going to listen to them together, because for so long, listening to music was a
shared experience.
Right.
Yeah.
You put it on speakers, people listen to music.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, we should probably make it so people can listen together. But then as things went, everything is so individual.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about my little...
And they keep telling us, like, we're going to get more and more connected. We're doing it so you can be connected at all times. But all it does is mean that, like, you never have to leave your house.
Yeah. You're more and more isolated. You're more connected on through the phone.
So as cool as everything is, I'm just like, I don't fucking know.
I told you about how I... Yeah, there you go. Two headphone jacks. Did I ever tell you about my little scam with my Walkman CD player that I would buy at Circuit City? And then I would buy the warranty. I bought the warranty once, and then I noticed that the language said if it breaks for any reason, including just anything, they'll give you equal or greater value of the CD player. So I would buy it, and then after like 6 months, I just took a knife and scratched the lens, the reader, the laser thing, and took it back and was like, it doesn't work. And they didn't have that model anymore, so they would give me the next best one. And it fucking rocked. And it was like a $200 CD player. And I did it again. I did it like three times. And I just upgraded.
You're the reason REI no longer has a lifetime guarantee on things.
They don't?
I think now you get a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Same thing with other places like L.L. Bean.
I didn't do anything to L.L. Bean. If anything, I'm part of the reason why Circuit City went bankrupt.
Yeah, but you're the reason why we can't have those good things anymore. There's people who go, I know how I can exploit that.
I was also like 13. So if they
you were shitty even
if
as
their
a kid.
Fucking lawyers can't figure out a way to word the warranty so that a 13-year-old can't outsmart them, fuck them. Supply and demand, baby. That's the free market at work. Speaking of loneliness, did you see, what was it? What city is it? Korea? Is it Korea? Or Japan or something, who's going to pay people to... Yeah, South Korea will give families $770 a month for 1 year to have a baby.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of countries trying to...
Get people horny?
Trying to stop the bleeding on the falling birth rates and shrinking populations.
Yeah, I got a lot of ideas that are going to be pretty mind-blowing if you really want to get people to have kids.
What are they?
Stop... making shit awful and expensive, and
that is really what it is.
Why aren't people having children?
You see it in the U.S. Why don't millennials want kids? It's like, maybe we do. Maybe they do the same thing with, like, why aren't millennials buying houses? I don't know, because we've all been paying basically a mortgage since we left college.
Yeah,
because you saddled us with student debt.
Yeah,
like what are you talking about? And now to throw a kid in it is just like, sounds like the worst fucking idea.
Yeah. I can barely afford me. How am I going to afford two of me? Or three if wife isn't working, right. Future wife.
But so I guess, hey,
I
start
hope future
giving
wife
that,
has
but,
a job.
So that is, you know, give people money.
Mm-hmm. Future wife has a good job.
What is it?
She likes it. I don't know. She's a philanthropist. she's a medical doctor or.
Are you okay with never seeing her?
Why would I never see her?
Because she's a medical doctor.
Well, she's got a good schedule. She works like 3 days a week.
Mm.
She's pretty up there.
Okay, good
luck.
Like
a neuroscientist. She's got a low stress, high paying, good job that's respectable.
Because as someone who's dated doctors or med students, I'll say it's a lot like lying about dating a doctor or med student, because you go to places and they go, oh, where is she? And you go, she's at fucking
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's operating right now. Oh, boy.
I swear she's real.
I don't know how flight attendants do it. First of all, how do you have a normal sleep schedule? And second, how do you have a fucking relationship? I don't get it. Flight attendants out there, let us know how do you? What the fuck, man? I fly once and I'm rocked for days. You know?
Yeah, but you're like a little delicate little flower.
That's not true. that is true. Anyway, what else have we got back up there at the top?
Well, I do want to give a quick update, because we did a whole story on the Charlie Javis story, the Frank story.
Where
she defrauded Chase. And that at
J.P. Morgan.
At that time, it was J.P. Morgan Chase mm-hmm. in a lawsuit with Charlie Javis trying to unwind the deal, get their money back, and... But now, charges have been brought by Southern District of New York, charged with wire, bank, and securities fraud, but that she falsely and dramatically exaggerated the number of customers that Frank, her now shuttered college. For those who don't remember, this was the story where J.P. Morgan acquired her company for $175 million because it looked so good. They wanted to gain access to this huge customer base she had.
Right.
And then it was just a few months later she was getting sued because they found out the customer list she provided them was completely bogus.
Which we loved.
I mean... We love a girl boss. And so, yeah, she said that they had 4.25 million active users. And the reality was it was somewhere in the range of 300 to 400,000.
Yeah.
And they found out when they tried to send out an email, and it, you know, 90% of the emails just bounced back and said
they weren't real email addresses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
But this is it's wild. She's 31. Three of the charges she faces each carry a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison.
Oof. If you were her, if you were this girl's boyfriend, would you stay with her?
No. You'd she doesn't have any money anymore. What am I going to do?
Oh, man. I don't know what I would do.
They got her at, she flew into Newark and they arrested her at Newark Airport.
Oof. I don't know what I would do. Like, I know a guy who was, I think, a couple of years into a relationship with a woman, and she got a DUI. She, like, hit and killed someone. Vehicular manslaughter while drunk.
Jesus, dude, are you okay? Do you have anything that's not the worst?
She got, like, 8 years or something like that. Or maybe just put the person in the hospital or something. But, like, what do you do? Do you just go, oh, yeah, I'm breaking up with you. You're going to prison. Or you date someone for 6 months and then they get cancer. What do you do? Stick around?
Well, that feels a little bit different than killing someone.
Well, yeah, but there's sound off in the comments.
I think.
Do you stay with the person that you're dating if they get cancer after 4 months?
I think supporting someone through an illness
rocks.
Well, just way different than supporting someone
through vehicular man
doing crime.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the crime, I think. If it's something cool like defrauding J.P. Morgan, each sentence.
I'll tell you what. This is the thing. It all comes back to Miami. I don't trust anyone in Miami. Okay, Have you ever? Don't come for me, Miami people. But Miami sucks. It's not a good place.
Mm, mm.
What?
He said it, not me. I think Miami's great.
It's fucking expensive and there's nothing to do except go to like a horrible club or I'm going to get so many people going like, that's so wrong. There's so much to do.
Yeah.
Whatever. But if anyone moved there from New York, it's because they don't want to fucking pay taxes.
And they're old.
And no, she's 31.
Oh.
But that's even weird. When old people do it, fine. Old people moving to Florida, fine. Mm-hmm. They want to get out of the cold. They don't want to deal with snow. They want to retire. Fine. Young people moving. I have friends, tech guys.
Wow, brag about it.
Tech guys who move down there. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, they don't want to pay taxes. You know,
I had a guy.
Athletes. You know, Derek Jeter. He's played for the Yankees. He'd be like, but I live in Florida.
I just don't.
Okay.
Care. Yeah.
So if they're going down there, they're doing shit. All right. Keep an eye on anyone in Miami under the age of 40.
Okay.
That's where all the fraud is.
There you have it, folks. Well, so she's, what's her name? Stevie? Steven?
Charlie Javis.
Charlie Javis. Not a good day to be Charlie Javis, let me tell you. So they're coming after her, and that'll be interesting. It'll take a long time. Let's see. What else we got? We got a bunch of shit. Matt Damon. Crypto Corner.
Oh, we got it. I love our boy.
We love Matt Damon. Matt Damon says he did that dumb crypto.com ad because his water nonprofit was down.
He didn't want to fucking fuck you over?
He didn't fuck anyone over. It was crypto.com, not FTX.
But, I mean, he got people in at the height, and a lot of people lost their shirts.
Was anybody at that point really sitting on the sidelines until they saw his fucking Super Bowl commercial and said, you know what? I trust Matt Damon. I'm gonna buy some Doge.
Probably. I think that's why so many people are getting sued right now for being irresponsible with the things they're...
See, now, I disagree with this kind of thing. I disagree with suing all of those celebrities who did, like Larry David doing the FTX commercial. Give him a break. What are you supposed to vet? Is it Larry David?
Well, his doesn't make sense, because even at the end of the commercial, he's like, no, I'm all good.
Yeah, yeah. The whole point is he's like,
no, I don't want to do it. And they're saying Larry David's wrong.
But also, if regulators couldn't have foreseen these things, how are these celebrities who are getting paid to endorse them supposed to do their due diligence? Is that what you're supposed to do?
I'm not saying that Matt Damon did anything illegal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's like a bit irresponsible to get on such a huge platform and say, do it, pussy.
Yeah, he basically, that was the gist
and say,
of the ad, was do it, pussy.
100%.
Yeah.
He was going, hey, you fucking loser. I see you at home in your basement. Look, you could be an astronaut. You could be a fucking explorer.
You could be a lion.
Just log in. Log into crypto.com.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
And buy some Doge.
It's also funny, too, because he's basically saying, he's like, let's call it a wash, okay? I got some money for clean water projects.
Water.org.
And sure, some people got fleeced, okay? So maybe it was based Matt Damon, right? Maybe he fleeced Americans.
He didn't. The only people that I support getting sued are like the Graham Stephens and what's the guy's name? Talk to Charlie or whatever. Talk to meet Kevin. Meet Kevin, because those guys were full on.
Right. Follow
shills.
Me if you want to know about what to do.
Shill City.
In the market, if you want to know how to invest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they, it comes down to, again, like celebrity endorsements of all kinds. Is there an expectancy for them to, are they expected rather to do their kind of due diligence to make sure that the company that they're supporting, like there's a difference between supporting a company like, I don't know, fucking Nestle, where there's all sorts of questionable ethics in how their water sourced or their chocolate is sourced. That seems a little bit easier to do your due diligence on than something like FTX, where it's complicated, convoluted balance sheet.
I mean, at
shit
that point, Sam Bankman-Fried was hanging out with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you that's know? All you need. It's like, oh, if Bill Clinton endorses this guy.
Bill Clinton, Tony Blair.
Yeah.
An absolute dream.
It seemed
team.
All on the up and up. The Mr. Wonderful from Sharkfish.
Yeah. But he's another one. I think he's someone who should probably be held to a higher standard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because is he a billionaire? He's not even worth $1 billion.
I think he's a billionaire.
Pathetic.
I'm pretty sure he's a billionaire.
Yeah, but is it liquid? Probably not.
Probably. He takes those like initial coin offerings and cashes them in right away. He gets like huge.
What a motherfucker.
Solana bumps.
Please come on the show, Mr. Wonderful. Okay, what else do we have in the thing? We got a, let's see. You know what I wanted to, let's touch on, should we touch on the WWE? Because there's some pretty fun stuff. Okay, so back before it was called the WWE, it was called the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, and you know why they changed it?
No, why? Because there was a different...
The World Wildlife Federation, I think it's...
Oh.
The panda.
Yeah.
And they were like, we were here first.
And he had to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Vince McMahon, yeah, changed it after the company lost a lawsuit initiated by the World Wildlife Fund.
Oh, World Wildlife Fund.
That's really funny. Vince McMahon bought it for, I think, $1 million or something back in the early 80s. And now it's worth, you know, $9 billion. They're going to sell it to Ari Emanuel's company, Endeavor, which owns the UFC. For this big old thing, but
which I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought Dana White was just the full owner of it, but I guess he's just the president of UFC.
Yeah, but it reminded me of some favorite wrestling things. Can you Google Hulk Hogan? We coming for you. There was this. Black wrestlers back in the 80s, and they were doing a promo video.
Whoa, dude.
And no, but so the guy accidentally says, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, N-word. But then he quickly realizes.
Okay. I thought it was Hulk Hogan saying
it. But he quickly realizes it and just like kind of goes, oh, God. Watch, here we go.
Well, why'd you just blow the whole video?
No, because you got to watch for it.
You out here talking about a clique. The only clique you need to know about is the Harlem Heat and Sister Sherry. See, because what you're dealing with here is the brotherhood. It's nonstop from this point on in WCW. We take what we want. And after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
I should point out the record, Stevie Ray. Look at this. Take a look. We're talking about the...
It's great. It's so good. And then... One of my other favorite wrestlers is, do you know who Scott Steiner is?
Mm-mm. Wasn't a wrestling guy.
I wasn't either, but Scott Steiner is just like funny moment or something. Scott Steiner was this wrestler who fancied himself a genius, and he would try to belittle his opponents by saying that they were dumber than him, and he wore chainmail. And this first one is probably
good. Joe, you call him for what he is, that fat bastard. You call him Sloppy Joe. See, and there's rednecks watching TV right now with fat oozing over their belt line that wants you to beat me. And I know that there's TNA management that wants you to beat me because I don't follow their rules, and they're trying to sell this DVD, this bogus DVD called The Best of Small Joe Unstoppable. Well, this crap is unsellable. Now, DDP, if your wife wants to tease me, she better be ready to please me. So as you're in the hospital on your back, screaming in pain, your wife will be on her back screaming my name.
Ooh, that's some good trash talk. Anyway,
yeah.
I wish I should have found a clip of him talking about his high IQ, because there's great clips of him saying, I got a genius level IQ. See, some people don't understand that math. He just fully, it is incoherent and so good. And the guy interviewing him is just like, okay, yeah.
Do you think he really has a high IQ?
Yeah. He calls himself Papa Pump and the Big Dipper.
You seem to know a lot about wrestling for a guy who wasn't a wrestler.
Anyway, $9 billion company.
I crunched the numbers. Those add up.
Yeah.
It's so funny the way the macho-ness just so quickly becomes just homoerotic. those guys all just staring in the mirror and shirts off, spandex. I
still find it appealing that you can, they're still working on making it so that you can bet on the WWE.
Yeah, even though it's all scripted.
Yeah. I saw, excuse me, I saw a couple of years ago, I was in New York and saw a big match at Madison Square Garden.
A wrestling match?
Yes.
That's
first time I ever went. And I was sitting way up in the bleachers with my buddy, and I was sitting next to a kid who must have been like, I don't know, 14, and with his buddy who was probably 17, and there was a fan, quote unquote, down at the bottom who got like hit by one of the wrestlers and then dragged out and stuff. And the younger kid goes, Oh my God, is this real? Is this real? I thought it was really sweet.
That is very sweet.
It's like, oh my God, this shit still works.
Well, I'm surprised they're not worried at all about it hurting, you know, UFC's brand, right? Isn't that, because that's very real, at least.
Right. I don't think so. I think that they can keep them compartmentalized or whatever.
I guess, yeah, that's true. I mean, UFC fighters have already, hasn't there been a lot of back and forth already anyway? Like Ronda Rousey, Brock Lesnar, they go back. They
yes.
Go, they fight between.
Yeah. Going from there to there, for sure. I don't think that there would be any controversy. Although you could
not
argue
controversy, I just would be like, oh, it's like the fucking. It's
entertainment fight.
The air of legitimacy is.
Yeah. Because you could still throw a UFC fight, I guess, technically.
You could throw any fight.
That's true. That is true. Well.
You could potentially bet on yourself in WWE and just be like, no, I'm not getting pinned.
Yeah. Do you think it'll go through? Do you think that they'll allow such a thing?
I don't know. It seems
totally
so stupid.
Insane.
Yeah.
Well, because their thing, it would be like the Academy Awards where it's the winner is kept under lock and key by a third party. Like it's essentially held in escrow kind of thing by like one of the big three accounting firms.
But why not just tell people who's going to win?
Why would you tell everybody?
Tell a friend.
Oh, right, yeah.
Can you please go bet on...
Yeah.
I
like, how many people would be deciding this thing, and then how do you keep... Yeah, truly, because if you know who's going to fucking win, you're going to get on Signal or whatever and be like, it's going to be Scott Steiner.
Or... They probably have it figured out, too. I mean, who knows how they would do it. I feel like LA are pretty... Las Vegas is pretty good at making odds, right? It probably doesn't have payouts for the same way... boxing matches or other things have.
Yeah. I thank God I don't understand how sports betting works, because not that I would do it, but yeah. Let's touch on Elon real fast before we wrap this up, because it's just so fucking stupid. He changed the Twitter logo to the Doge. Is it the Dogecoin?
Yeah.
Logo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The dog.
It's the fucking
Look,
dog.
It's. I think it's still up there. Can you go to twitter.com right now and just see if it's still the dog? Yep.
Wow. So it's wow. Yeah. It's the actual, the home like button is the thing. And he had hinted before at Dogecoin becoming like the currency of Twitter or something, right? Using it to facilitate transactions.
Yeah. But even before that, weren't you able to buy things through Tesla?
Right.
And some of his other companies?
Yeah.
God, and Dogecoin saw a little bump after that. Yeah. I mean, the worst part about it is it's a website and app with utility. I like using it for things. And
what, Twitter?
Yeah, oh. And he's just making it objectively worse.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he took, I'm sure you saw, he took the verified badge off of New York Times.
Already?
Yeah.
I thought everybody lost their badge unless they pay, because I have mine.
Someone taunted them about, like, someone said, no one cares if you're going to take them away, and he goes, okay, fine, I'll do it. So he took the badge off the New York Times.
The White House is not going to pay to have their, because it's right. Like $1,000 a month or something?
Look,
yeah.
Which
well,
is
who
fine.
Who gives a shit? Everybody knows.
The verification thing is helpful.
Yeah.
Okay? It was true. It was very easy to scroll through Twitter and go, "Who?" But now it's not, you know. It's confusing. He's made it very confusing. He's now fucking with NPR. I don't know if you saw that he labeled them state-run media,
which is on par with
it's like what he does. It's what Twitter does to Chinese sources or
yeah.
journalists and
Jesus Christ. State-affiliated media.
State-affiliated
label, media. Well, yeah, well, here, let's click that. What? How do they actually define it? About government and state-affiliated media accounts labels. Labels on government accounts provide additional context. Labels on state-affiliated accounts provide additional context about accounts that are controlled by certain official representatives of government. State-affiliated media entities and individuals associated with those entities. I mean, yeah, but that's obviously incorrect because NPR is not affiliated with the government directly. It's supported by...
They get small government funds. The percentage of their government funds is, I don't even think, anywhere near what they get from listener donations and companies and businesses that are supporting them.
Well, I also think that it's funny that the White House is saying that they won't pay. And it begs the question, would all of this be happening, like, if it was still under Jack Dorsey or any other CEO, would these companies and entities shell out the money if it was the same amount of money? Would they do it to...
I don't think Jack Dorsey had, or...
No, but same thing was implemented, I wonder if it's just a personal slight against Elon Musk.
Well, but... It also doesn't make sense for them to do it.
Right, to pay for it?
Because if they wanted to pay for it and keep the rules the same, fine, but it doesn't indicate anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you pay for it? It indicates that
you paid for it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so before you used to be able to click the check mark and it would say this, it would say one of two things. It would either say this is a legacy account, which mm-hmm. was verified before all this, or this is someone who pays for Twitter Blue. That's why they have the check mark.
Right.
And now they've just combined it into one. This is either a legacy account or someone who pays for it.
Right.
And so there's no real advantage to having the blue check.
He's a smart businessman, though.
Is he?
He's so smart. He's gonna save the world. Dude.
He just issued stock to all the Twitter employees at $20 billion
at a $20 billion valuation.
$4 billion
and he said that he expects that. Did he say he expects it to like 10x from here?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. To the moon, Twitter.
Jesus Christ. Godspeed to my friends who work at Twitter. Really, to them. I mean, it's probably very frustrating because they have been with the company for a long time and have a vision for what it could and should be, and there was. I know that they were personally conflicted about staying on board with Elon Musk at the helm, but, you know.
I think best case scenario, he steps down.
I don't know why
soon.
He hasn't.
I know.
Just fucking do that. And
everyone already voted and said they want you to leave. Just fucking go.
I thought that Veni, Vidi, Vici, or whatever he said in Latin, the will of the people, so it shall be, or whatever, when he did that thing. So fucking adhere to it. Step down. Dipshit.
The fuck out of here.
Oh, well, he probably blamed it on bots. Probably attributed it to bots.
Blamed it on bots?
Which they're still having an issue with.
And blamed it on the woke mob.
Ah, right. The woke mob.
The woke mob is the real...
Well, that about does it for this episode. What a real stinker, huh? Real dense. No, it wasn't a stinker. It smelled good. Didn't smell like New York at all.
I was there for a week, and New York smelled fine to me.
It smelled fine. We smell fresher than Marjorie Taylor Greene's ass.
That's low bar, probably, but...
Very low bar. I bet that thing stinks. I bet she doesn't wipe enough.
All right, what?
Because she probably thinks bidets are fucking too European and liberal. I bet she absolutely thinks bidets are a liberal thing that makes men into women.
I don't know she might enjoy one.
No, I bet she doesn't.
Actually, she does seem to, she would subscribe to some sort of macho, you
dude,
know.
She uses dude wipes.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you stuck around for this long, what the fuck? As usual, follow us on everything, subscribe to this shit, leave comments, you know. Oh, we forgot to talk about Bud Light. That was going to maybe be in the title.
Well, it looks like it's not going to be in the title anymore.
Looks like it's not going to be in the title now. We're gonna got a bunch of shit coming up in After Hours. Big Milk trying to rebrand themselves. Talking about New York, Bruce Springy, a whole bunch of shit. So, TMGstudios.tv, we look forward to seeing you there. Anything else?
I think that about does it, Benjamin.
This week on After Hours.
Are you gonna tell people that you smoke cigarettes in New York? Fuck. That's why I tell all my friends, be careful with the pumps.
Yeah, I love me some Ryan Gosling. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Did you take turns licking the toilet?
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.